96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Earlier this month, a senior at Woodrow Wilson High School in Northwest Washington was arrested after a teacher found a semi-automatic handgun in his book bag. That student was expelled. What has happened to that student goes to the very heart of our discussion tonight. Everyone makes mistakes, but how can parents prevent their children from making horrific, life-altering mistakes? We're addressing this issue from all angles tonight. My guests are civil rights attorney Donald Temple, representing the student and his family, the mother of the student, whom we'll identify as Mrs. Jones, and former D.C. Public Schools teacher Dr. Cherie Ward. Want to let you know that we did reach out to the D.C. Public School System for a comment about this issue. However, they directed us to a statement that was released from the administration of Woodrow Wilson High School. We want to briefly explain to you some of the things that they said. They said that they are adding additional security staff. They are also making repairs to doors that need them. They're conducting building sweeps daily, and they are adding other security staff as well as checking on the camera systems. If you want to comment on this issue, give us a call right now. I'd love to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Donald Temple, Mrs. Jones, and Dr. Ward, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Attorney Temple, briefly, explain to me what has happened to this young man. Kind of give me the brief rundown.
Well, first and foremost, it's important, Harold, to understand that the young man where the gun was in the bag was not the young man who brought the gun into the school.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there was a breach of security at the school which allowed a gun, in this particular case, a 9mm Glock 19 with 17 rounds of ammunition, to be brought into the school, but not only into the school, into a pre-calculus classroom where that particular gun was exposed. The student at issue never at any point in time touched the gun. Rather, along with other of his classmates, he was confronted by the individual with the gun where the gun was exposed to them. The problem is that the gun was put into the student's bag.
Mm-hmm.
It is because the gun was placed into the student's bag, and apparently the school system's thinking that a 17-year-old student in a pre-calculus class confronted with a 9mm Glock should be making certain judgments about what to do. And the question is, what does a 17-year-old do in a situation? Does a 17-year-old say yes, no, maybe? There is no right answer, and we believe that expulsion is way out of the line and that no kid should be, particularly a kid who has nothing to do with the gun being brought into the school, should be disciplined or a victim of any wrongdoing.
And let us say that this case, as it relates to the school system, has not been finally decided. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. There was a proposed expulsion of this kid within hours of the incident, and there is going to be a hearing scheduled to deal with that proposed expulsion.
Mrs. Jones, what conversation did you have with your son after this happened? You are a respectable member of the community, and your son said to me today he's never had any problems in school, no fights, no detentions, no suspensions, nothing. So what was that conversation like that you had with him?
You mean immediately after the incident?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we took a wrong action as parents because we did not want my son to be arrested. So we actually did not support him initially as we should have. Mm-hmm. My son actually asked for his rights. He invoked his rights, and he asked for a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so concerned that he would be arrested, and I didn't want him to spend not one night in jail, that we actually, all the adults involved, did not honor his rights.
I appreciate your honesty. That's a very, very honest thing for you to admit to. When you finally had a chance to sit and talk to him, I can only imagine every parent that has ever had an issue with their child, if the child has done something wrong, and I've said this to my daughter, what were you thinking? Was that part of that conversation?
Not actually, because I was sure that my son was afraid and in shock, as any person would be who would be confronted with a loaded gun. I wouldn't even know what to do as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me, Dr. Ward, about decisions, because while, as it has been explained to me from Attorney Temple, this was something that happened very quickly. This was not something that, according to the attorney, that Mrs. Jones' son was actively participating. Their argument is that this is something that happened to him. Your thoughts as a veteran educator?
What I find most interesting about the fact that actions have already been started in reference to expulsion from school for this student is that in DCPS, all actions are usually procedural and a paperwork process. So for the school system to have moved so abruptly on this situation without having factored through all of the processes, I find it amazing, because there are children in K through 12 who are in need of individualized education programs, IEPs, as it were, and it's a process. If they could get them in one day, how great would that be?
But let me ask all of you, considering where we are right now in the world, considering the climate that we live in, terrorists attacks in San Bernardino, school shootings and the like, when any teacher comes upon a student and that student has the gun, can you understand how they would not really be interested in the beforehand details?
Of course they would be. I don't think that's the question. What's at issue here is the imposition of a certain level of judgment, a standard, on a student in the classroom. The student's in a pre-calculus classroom, and the kid comes in with a gun. So should the administration or the public school system expect that a 17-year-old should have the judgment of a mature, seasoned adult? What happens if the 17-year-old were to say, teacher, this guy has a gun, and the guy blows his head off? There is no right response, number one. Number two is no student should be put in that situation in a public school where they're sitting in a classroom and they have to make a decision about what to do because the kid next to them has a 9mm Glock with 17 rounds of ammunition.
Yeah, but certainly we would all want that to happen. But the reality is that whether you're in Washington, D.C. or San Francisco or Dallas, Texas or Pig's Feet, Idaho, the possibility that a gun could be brought through security and in class and that someone could be confronted with it is a strong reality.
So do you punish the students who had nothing to do with bringing the gun into the school, who had nothing to do with the security breach? Rather, in this particular situation, when you look at the kid who's horrified, who is 17, who's not in a gang, who's not violent, who's active, who's just trying to compete in a class and survive, do you say, hey, look, you should not have done A, B, or C? And in this particular situation, Harold, the fact that this kid, however that gun got in his bag, he actually saved lives, because he got that gun, or the gun was taken away from the guy with the gun. So there are all kinds of dynamics, and some dynamics that we can't discuss here.
These things will come into play when you go before school administrators, because as you said, this is still an open case, so to speak. I need to go to the phone lines. I want to hear what our listeners are saying. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Greg, calling from Maryland. Greg, what's on your mind? Greg, can you hear me? Greg, give me a call back. Karen, calling from Maryland. What's on your mind?
I'm listening to what's taken place, and I think the responsibility falls on the school and the breach of security. It's not the young man was put in a position, and you're asking him to make an adult decision, and he's not an adult. He made in this instance, the best decision that he knew how to make. Why isn't that the responsibility of the school and the teachers and the grown-ups that are in charge that are supposed to ensure the safety of every student in that school.
Interesting point, the point that Attorney Temple was making. So thank you so much for that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Anthony, calling from Akakik, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that you got to spend more time with your kids. You know what I'm saying? You got to tell them how valuable life is. You just got to keep pushing that to them. Like, you got to just keep telling them how valuable life is. You make that one mistake, it can change your life. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you know, this country needs to come together. And it's not all about the kids, you know what I'm saying? The parents don't spend time. They work too much, you know what I'm saying? And you need to take time out and spend time with your kids to tell them how valuable their life is.
So, sir,
Mrs. Jones has a comment for you. Go right ahead, Mrs. Jones.
So, sir, I'd like to know if you spend time explaining to your children how to behave if a gun is found in their classroom.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I speak to them all the time because, you know, they're teenagers now. They were babies, but now it's so many things that's happening. So I'm the parent that tells them about safety, what to do if this happens. How to handle it if it happened, who to speak to if it happened. Mm-hmm. So, you know, me and my wife always talking to our kids. We're always spending time with our kids, and that's where it's going to end at the end of the day. You have to spend time with your kids because if they don't know what's out there and you do, you need to tell them.
So, Dr. Ward?
I'd just like to respond to this just to give praise to the young man tonight. First of all, he's still alive, and that's a wonderful thing because in the climate we live in today, any action could have been the wrong reaction, and there is no zero-sum solution to this problem. And in terms of talking to your children, I believe Ms. Jones has talked to her child, and that's one of the reasons he is still alive, because his passive resistance allowed him to be still for that moment.
You wanted to say something else, Mrs. Jones, quickly?
I just wanted to know what advice he would give a child who's put in that situation.
Go ahead, Anthony. Quickly, I'm running out of time. What advice would you give? Excellent question.
I would say just continue to stay on him. You know, stay on him. I mean, he's going to make a mistake. But you don't want him to make a mistake that's going to change his life.
Mm. Okay.
You know, you need to talk to him all the time. Stay on him.
Anthony, thank you so much for your phone call. I got to take a break in just a minute, but I want to remind you that we are going to take phone calls, as always, after 7:30, so you will be able to hear the program. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Tonight we're asking, how can parents prevent their children from making horrific life-altering mistakes? Children do not come with owner's manuals, instruction manuals. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Stay with us, Sean, Cynthia, Mike. We will take your calls in just a bit. So please stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.